Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the world's only growth-oriented podcast host, brought to you by the team at Rebel Base Media. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder here at Rebel Base Media, and I'm going to talk to you today about some of the upgrades and the feature releases that we have brought to Captivate.fm this week. Now, if you're not a Captivate.fm podcaster, well, we urge you to give it a whirl, because it's the best podcast hosting platform in the world for people that want to grow their show. We believe in you. We believe in creating features and services that will help you to grow your show. And everything that we produce is geared up towards that. Now, I am going to dig into some of the changes that we've made this week. But before I do that, I just want to let you know that if you've been following the journey, I'm very, very grateful for you. We launched on the 29th of August publicly, and it's just been an absolute whirlwind ride. You know, the growth that we're seeing is far exceeding our expectations. In fact, the targets that we had for the end of this year, just 4 months after our launch, we've already crushed those. We crushed those in November, and it's amazing, because that's all down to you. Now, the great thing with this is that any profit that we make, any money that we make from Captivate, we are fully reinvesting back into the business. The fortunate thing about this is that, of course, Rebel Base Media owns other businesses, podcast websites, Productivity, the Podcast Success Academy. Guess what? Captivate, any money that we generate from that, we reinvest back into the team. So we're just going through a slight recruitment phase at the minute, working on a few different roles within Captivate, and it is all thanks to you. And it means that we can give that back to you. So I appreciate you for supporting Captivate, and it means so much to Kieran, myself, and Sam and the team that we can just do this. I mean, this is not working for a living. You know, I just love it. I absolutely love it. And the long days and the sleepless nights thinking about new features and, you know, waking up in the middle of the night with ideas that we jot down, it's all worth it. And just to be able to deliver a product that we absolutely love. And I know that you do too. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful for you doing this. Now, we've got a few features this week. It's quite an interesting one. But before I get into this one, what we're going to do is we're just going to have a little break over the Christmas period. So we're going to be releasing a new feature set upgrade to you next week, of course, the week commencing the 16th, but then the 23rd, the week commencing the 23rd, the week commencing the 30th of December, we won't be releasing anything on those dates. We're going to be operating as normal support as you'd expect. There won't be any support on December the 25th, of course, because that is Christmas Day. There won't be any support on New Year's Day, January the 1st, but we will be back with a full crew around that period, all right? We will be back with a full crew around that period, and there'll be a skeleton crew on the 26th of December as well. So just so you know, we're going to be sending emails out about that to Captivate.fm users, so don't sweat that if you've not got that. We're going to send an email out as well. So let's get to the feature releases for this week. Well, there's a couple of interesting ones for podcast websites users and for Captivate Sync users this week. Right, that is right. What we've done this week is we have brought back the HTML editor into Captivate Sync show notes. So if you're using Captivate Sync on podcast websites, the managed WordPress platform for podcasters, or if you're using Captivate Sync on your own WordPress site, you can now flick a switch that says basically use the WordPress style editor instead of the Captivate editor for your podcast show notes section. So it's not the full screen, it's just the show notes section, the HTML section where you put your links and your pictures. We had to be very careful with that. We took it out in version 1 of Captivate Sync because we didn't want anyone to break the show notes, ultimately, because you never know what HTML people are going to put in. But now you can go back and you can go and put your YouTube videos in, you can put your hyperlinks in. You've always been able to put hyperlinks, but you can start to kind of structure that around a little bit more, and you can start to create your layouts in the HTML that you might have done before. It's really cool for those that are using a WordPress flow and using a WordPress style interface. So you can go ahead and just enable the WordPress editor on a post-by-post basis, episode-by-episode basis. We've also tweaked up some of the permalink structures as well. And I'm talking really about the interface here, where we've moved the permalink setup to the bottom, because what we've also done is we've added an episode page SEO, search engine optimization section. So what you can do in that SEO section in Captivate Sync is that you can, of course, you can set your SEO title, your SEO description, and you can set the trusty permalink as well. So we've given you that SEO section inside Captivate Sync, and of course that will sync through to Captivate as well. So it's a really well-rounded plugin. We had to get rid of those sections for the first few weeks of Captivate Sync just because When you're developing software, you want to make sure that you're delivering the core features one at a time, and then you can add back the nice-to-haves. These two are nice-to-haves, and they are back. So thank you to all the podcast websites users for the feedback. Thank you to all the users of Captivate that wanted that in Captivate Sync. I appreciate you guys so much. And a big shout-out to people like Cody Boyce and Quincy, and just people that continually give us feedback. Chloe Thomas, Amy Woods, you guys mean the world to us, and I appreciate you guys for giving us amazing feedback. So that's CapSync. That's what we've done over there. The other thing that we've done this week that really won't affect you too much, in fact, not at all, is we built ourselves an extra layer of our admin panel. So obviously, being Captivate administrators, we've got an admin panel to Captivate where we can get kind of higher level access to go and look at certain people's shows so that we can help you troubleshoot certain things and so on and so forth. Obviously, we don't see any credit card details or anything daft like that. That's all on the secure payment system. But we can see, obviously, your download limits, and we can see your show and we can see your episode so that it can help troubleshoot throughout that period. What we've done inside that on the back end for us is just giving ourselves the ability to create custom coupons, custom override periods for certain coupons on the trial, and to change download limits for specific plans where we do special offers. And what I'm talking about here is that, say, let's say we support Nina Boyce in a fantastic event over in the US. And someone says to us, actually, Nina says, guys, can you give us a coupon code for that? What we never do is we never discount Captivate. So we never say that $19 a month plan, we're not going to give you that for $15 a month, because it's not fair. It's not fair to everyone, all right? So what we do is we say, okay, Nina, what we can do, or someone else running an amazing event, we'll give you a coupon code. But what that does is it unlocks a special plan that gives you 6,000 downloads. We did it with a manual beta overrides and so on and so forth. We've done it with a couple of events. So what it means is that we can work with more people now. We can work with more events much easier, so it's not tied to a developer or an engineer having to create those coupon sets and tying them to an extended trial period or a custom set of downloads. So if someone comes to us from an event, let's say you've got an event, you want sponsorship, but you want a custom coupon code for Captivate, we can do that, or we can spin it out. We can say, right, I'll tell you what, we're going to give you an extended trial, or we're going to give you a custom plan, which is, I don't know, let's assume Upreneur Summit. We're going to give you a custom plan, which is Upreneur Summit. It gives you 5,000 downloads a month, but it's cheaper, okay, because it's a special offer just for your event, and it's time limited. It will expire on this day. So it just means that we've got opportunities to do a little bit more with amazing guys like you that are running events out there in the podosphere, because I can't believe I just said podosphere, but that are running events in the podcast industry, because there are more and more of them cropping up every single day. So that's the update for this week. Next week, we're going to be doing something around analytics, making it more accessible on mobile. It's already very accessible on mobile, but we're going to make it even easier to access your analytics on mobile. Been a few people asking for that. It's been something that I've wanted to do for a while. I know Kieran has and Sam has. And Cody, if you're listening, bro, thank you so much. I know you wanted that one as well, so we're going to do that for you on the next update. And we're going to have 2 weeks off then. We're going to recharge, we're going to rest, we're going to drink, and we're going to eat mince pies. We're going to have some fun. We're going to see family. We're going to celebrate Christmas, celebrate the holidays, and then we're going to be back in January with even more updates. So listen, I appreciate you. I love what you do for us wholeheartedly. I appreciate that we exist to serve you, and I appreciate you letting us do that. So until the next time, thank you so much for supporting Captivate and us all here at Rebel Base Media. Keep on talking, guys. It's all we've got. Adios.